Hey everybody, James Giebanks here with the Pittsburgh Rodent Control Show, and today's show is called Why Rodent Control Transforms Your Home into a Safe Haven. You know what blows my mind? A house mouse can squeeze through a hole the size of a dime. That's right, that tiny coin in your pocket is all the space these unwanted house guests need to turn your cozy home into their personal playground. And that's exactly why we need to talk about real rodent control today. Now, when I say rodent control, I'm not just talking about throwing down a few traps and hoping for the best. We're talking about a complete system here, kind of like home security, but for keeping out these furry invaders. It's a three-pronged approach: exclusion, keeping them out; sanitation, making your place less attractive to them; and population control, dealing with any that do get in. Think of it as building a fortress, but instead of keeping out armies, we're stopping mice and rats. Here's where things get serious, and trust me, I've seen it all in Pittsburgh. These little critters aren't just a nuisance, they're carrying around more diseases than a medieval plague ship. We're talking over 35 different diseases. They're chewing through your electrical wiring like it's spaghetti, destroying your insulation, and leaving lovely little presents that can trigger asthma and allergies. Not exactly the house guests you want, right? The smart money's always on prevention. I tell my clients it's like maintaining your car. You can change the oil regularly, or you can wait until the engine seizes up. Your choice, but one's definitely going to cost you a lot more. Speaking of costs, let me tell you about a pizzeria downtown. Great place, amazing food. They ignored some minor signs of rodents, thinking it wasn't a big deal. Fast forward 6 months, and they're looking at $20,000 in repairs and lost business because these tiny tenants had basically renovated their walls into a rodent resort and spa. So here's what you can do right now. Grab a quarter from your pocket and walk around your house's exterior. Any hole bigger than that quarter? That's your priority fix-it spot. Seal those holes, clean up any food sources near your foundation. Pet food, birdseed, you name it. And congratulations, you've just taken the first step toward turning your home into a rodent-free zone. This has been James Giebanks with the Pittsburgh Rodent Control Show.